Where is your shirt made? Do you know where the feather on your hat came from? Who embroidered your scarf? If you're wearing Chanel, then soon you'll know that it was likely created in Aubervilliers, on the northeastern edge of Paris. Made in France has always been a key characteristic of the Maison's commitment to quality, and here they are finishing a brand new building called 19M, a large complex to house their métier d'art. Chanel employs dozens of ateliers to form the production line of their haute couture and ready-to-wear designs. Goussant makes their jewelry, Maison Michel is their milliner, and pleating is expertly done by Lognon. There are plenty more that do everything from making camellias to weaving the tweed for those famous two-piece suits. All of Coco Chanel's codes are catered for. I'm Tyler Brulé, and today I'll be kicking off a brand new series about 19M to talk about how this hub for manufacturing will be a boon not only for Chanel, but for the area surrounding it. Today, we're talking about the building itself, and I'll be meeting some of the minds behind it. On a wet autumnal day, the unveiling of the unfinished building designed by French architect Rudy Ricciotti is underway. Journalists, artisans, and politicians are being shown around. The ultra-modern white building sits five stories high, over 25,000 square meters, encased in a bamboo-esque facade. This will soon be home to some of the best craftsmen and women in France.
Le Sage, Montex, Le Marié, Gossens, the Maison Michel.
Bringing together Chanel's top savoir-faire under one roof. This is a concept that the Maison has worked on before. Chanel's fashion president, Bruno Pavlovsky, tells us more.
I think that in 2011, when we decided to build Pantin.
Pantin was another much smaller compound on the outskirts of Paris that Chanel housed 11 ateliers in. They will all be moving to 19M.
It was a kind of a challenge because at that time, just imagine to put all together four or five of these ateliers, and the surface was 5,000 square meters. It looks already amazing, you know, it was quite a challenge. 3 years later, space was not enough. Some of them have to find a new atelier. One of the first ideas was to be able to do it in Pantin, nearby the existing one. For many reasons, it was not possible, and we have the opportunity, thanks to la mairie de Paris and thanks also to la mairie d'Aubervilliers, to have this amazing location. I think it's a new suburb, it's a new development. It's another way to look at the city, and we believe that here, in the next 5 years, the development will be fantastic, and that we'll be able to offer the best to our people. We'll be able to have here 600 people, 11 ateliers, working together to service la création à Paris. It's a new adventure.
So here we are in a much larger building in the 19th arrondissement, one of the inspirations behind the name.
You know why 19M? Huh? M because of, I say in French, mode, métier d'art, manufacture, maison. Okay, and 19 because it's about the 19e arrondissement, but also because it's one of the magic numbers of Gabrielle Chanel. It's her birthday, February 19. Okay. And it's a magic number at Chanel. It's one of the magic numbers of Chanel. So 19M is a way to find a strong, if I may say, incarnation to this new location. And obviously, we have the chance to be at the entrance of Paris. We are just in between Paris and Aubervilliers. And both have been quite active and supportive in the idea for us to develop here this unique location.
Nadine Dufa used to manage one of these ateliers, La Marie, and is a spokesperson for the métier d'art.
You know, in the group there, we are now 27 or between 30 different firms. So there's a lot of different activity. There's embroiderers, feather workers, flowers, jewelry, leather, the hats, milliners. So plenty of all links to the fashion story. So we can supply any brands for the haute couture with the dresses or items needed thousands of hours of work. But we also work for the accessories and for the ready-to-wear or leather departments. And all these firms, we do have nearly the same customers, the most lovely brands over the world, I think.
Nadine explains how DigiFem will allow the ateliers to work together more seamlessly for Chanel while also working for other brands, as they're all independent companies.
It's easier and we can meet each other much better, so it's always good. But I think we all have our independent, and what is important here is maybe it would be easier to have a place like here to be famous for a place where all the métiers are all together, but separate. And, you know, we work for a lot of French houses, but also for international fashion houses, and it will be much more easier. Chanel is a customer. Thanks to them, we can go on and pursue and our adventure with the ready-to-wear, with the accessories, because there's the will to keep our know-how, our skill, and all our expertise to the services to Chanel, but also to all the other brands. So the opportunity to come here, it's allow us to keep on going that way. We can develop and we can do something quite amazing work in just a few days, sometimes a few hours. So it's just great. It will help, I think, to shine on a worldwide scene.
So my name is Jonas Ramu. I am the founder of K36. K36 is a house of production of art, urban art production.
K36 is a company that specializes in creating public art, much of which can be found in train stations around Paris. Chanel hired them to find an artist to design a large fresco for outside 19M, and they commissioned the German street artist Case McLean.
The idea was to bring art to everyone in their daily life and bring this kind of light therapy in their everyday life as well. We wanted to bring the art function into a place where you take transportation and train. And the operation was a big success. I mean, people were a big fan of what we've done, and from that we kept working on different train stations, and then we start to work with city builders, real estate players. And then this project happened. Chanel contacted us last July to talk to us about this wonderful adventure they are working on, bringing together all the craftsmanship and their headquarters. And to us, it was like a totally perfect intuition. Like, we directly thought of Case as the right artist to work on this piece, because he's one of the masters worldwide in photorealism, and he really worked for years on hands. And I mean, what a better symbol that hands to give an homage to the people that are working here. I mean, they are the soul of the place, you know, they are a bit, and we thought directly that it would be the perfect match. So we presented this work. The whole team fell in love with his work. And from that point, we started to collaborate, created a really deep dialogue on what would be the perfect approach. And so they opened us the place. We went into the different ateliers. We took a lot of pictures. We talked about how they were working every day. And he tried to become like a reporter. Like, you don't see him, and he start to take picture, and people were kind of like forgetting him in his work, and from that point we start to structure the whole fresco and worked on sketches, and from the picture he took and the sketches he started to work on, he started to paint. And what's the anecdote is that it took 19 days to build the piece, and the place is called 19M. So I think the symbol is pretty cool there. The way he approaches his work, Case, he tried to bring humanity in his work, and try to have a universal message in his piece, and that's what you can see when you see the fresco. I mean, every hands could be your hands as well, you know. So it's a universal message here. It was just like, okay, let's go for a Case, it makes sense. I mean, his work on hands made sense. I mean, we had the right answer.
As you approach 19M on a busy roundabout in Aubervilliers, the mural that Case McLean has done jumps out at you. It's a series of artisans' hands that celebrates all that will be created inside the building. Here's Case with his ideas behind the design.
It's all about hands. So I, like, maybe let's spin back a little bit. So my focus in my work is like the focus on hands, like, because it's hands are more the anonymous way. So you cannot judge really people by a hand, while you see their hands. And also it fits to the topic handcraft and keep up the handcraft work. I mean, it's the size of a billboard, but it's not like advertisement or something. It's like more like it's an honor, and it's an dedication to the people who work at Studio Le Dat, and it shows what they do. My reaction is like, this is like, for me always, it's graffiti or it's and tagging and all of this. It's just a part of the talk of the town, and it's also like a sort of like a patina. Like, people want to say something at all the time, so they use surfaces for it. And some people respect painted surfaces more than others, and I cannot change it. I can live with that, and I see it more like a vibrant and living neighborhood. So this is the result of it. And as I say, it's like, for me, it's more like a patina, you know. It's like I'm study restoration, so I had a lot to do with patina and controversy of authenticities and tagging. And like, also if there's dirt on the surface, this is like an authentic sign of a neighborhood, there's something is going on. So that's what it is.
What I discover here is an amazing team of people that are passionate, that are deeply human in their understanding and how they want to change their surrounding, how they open to other people, how they want to bring solution. And obviously craftsmanship was really well developed in France. I mean, during Renaissance, I mean, it was such an amazing period, but I mean, a bit all over Europe. But we worked here in France to preserve a lot of this knowledge and this know-how. And what's amazing here is that such a group like Chanel is completely human, you know. It's not just a logo. I mean, it's trying to connect with people and to bring creativity to its best. And of course, we want to show to the world that France is an amazing country, an amazing creative place. And so they are working on developing that as well.
19 will open later this year and will be the start of a new chapter for Chanel, which Bruno Pavlovsky is looking forward to.
I'm confident. You know, today, I know that a lot of these ateliers are suffering from the space. They need support to better develop their business. Here, we'll be able to bring them this new level, and I am sure that they will continue their expansion. So let's see what happens. Let's see what will be the connection. Today, we know that we have 19 brands from La Fédération Française de la Haute Couture et de la Mode, which are customers of this 11 atelier. Let's see in 5 years how many of them will be here.
Next time, we'll be looking into how 19 will help develop the neighborhood of Aubervilliers. How can a fashion manufacturing hub transform the 19th arrondissement? This has been a Monocle 24 production for Chanel's 355 podcast series. You can listen to all of our collaborations like Made in France and Métier Class at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite listens, as well as at monocle.com/radio. I'm Tyler Brulé. Thanks for listening.